Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. Whoa, Screen it's us movie. Again. Look
Hello.
At us.
Whoa.
We missed
Whoa.
You, babies.
We're back from hiatus.
Hiatus. Yeah.
Kiss,
hiatus.
Kiss to all our fans.
Kiss, yes. Kiss. Mm.
I'm Alec.
I'm Jesse.
And I'm Jake the Snake Reuben.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we took a little bit of a small hiatus, like a two-month break, because both Jesse and Jake, they were finishing up their semesters, and if anybody is in college right now, you know how stressful this semester has been for you. So, I'm working, so mm-hmm. I'm just like, you guys just do your thing.
We did our thing. And I got into grad school.
Congrats.
Yeah,
congrats on grad school. And so Jesse was about to say an accomplishment of hims.
I passed the semester.
And you passed the I passed the semester as
were
well.
Were there any doubts?
No doubts.
Not
smart
really.
Boy.
He's the smart one.
And I, yeah, so I, so Jake's about to start grad school. I'm about to finish grad school.
Uh-huh. It's like one circle loops and the other circle loops with it. And then the circles are looping. And then, and Alec, what are you up to, Alec?
At the news.
I'm working the news. I got like a small promotion. I'm now working all the weekdays instead of working the weekends instead. So that's cool.
Perfect.
That is cool.
And also I'm working
on,
yeah, I'm working on my videos.
yeah.
So that's fun. Working on a new one. Hopefully it'll come out soon.
Oh, illuminating.
Ooh.
Very illuminating. Illuminating.
All right.
Illuminating. Illuminating.
Stop. Well, we're back with Screenplay. This is the improvised movie, if you're new to join us. This is where we improvise our own movie script with all the dialogue, settings, and characters. And we do this by basing it off a movie we've seen recently. So this time, we're back with Alec.
Alec,
from our two-month hiatus. We're back with Alec, and he's going to tell us about a movie he saw.
So it was Christmas in between during our break.
And Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It was the holidays.
So I watched my favorite Christmas movie, which
is
Home Alone 2.
Oh, I know.
Lost in New York.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you about it for this thing. So Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. We start with Kevin McAllister, Macaulay Culkin's character. His family is getting ready to go to New York's. No, wait, not New York City. They're going to Florida for uh-huh. Christmas vacation.
Another good movie.
Yeah
Clark Griswold.
Florida.
So they're getting ready to like do the, have this Christmas musical that Kevin and his family, like him and his siblings, are in. They go to it, and Buzz, his older brother, completely embarrasses him at the musical, and then they have, like, this huge falling out in between the family, and Kevin is put on trial, family trial, just like, do you have anything to say for yourself, Kevin? And he's just like, yeah, Buzz sucks. And they're all like, huh, how could Kevin do such a thing? How could he say such a thing? So he's grounded, and during all of this, there's all these like setups that come on like later, like the dad accidentally unplugs the alarm clock, so that's why they're late again to go to the airport.
What a buffoon!
Kevin like records stuff on like this tape recorder thing that he has that he uses later on.
He's a peeping Tom.
Yeah, he's a peeping Tom on his uncle who he catches him singing that he uses later. So the next morning, they're up late, during the night, we see like a newspaper come on to it comes on into frame, and it shows that the Wet Bandits, aka Marvin Harry, have escaped from prison during a prison riot.
Wow.
So they're loose. And then the next morning, the McAllisters, they don't wake up for their alarm in order to get to the airport on time, so they all have to scramble. But fortunately, this time they actually make sure that Kevin is with them. Kevin's with them. They all take a mad dash towards the terminal. And during this time, Kevin is trying to put batteries into his tape recorder. He gets lost. He thinks he sees his dad, so he follows this person onto a flight into New York, onto New York City. So he goes to New York, and he quickly finds out, oh shit, my family's not here. Oh shit, I'm in New York City. Oh shit, I'm alone again. Alone too, lost in New York.
Absolute buffoonery.
Absolute buffoonery, I Absolute say.
Goddamn
buffoon. Can you imagine getting on a plane before 9/11?
Yeah, and the whole entire thing is like he like bumped into like the lady, and all the boarding passes got mixed up. So his got mixed in. She's just like, I don't know which one is which. Just fucking get on. Make sure your dad's there.
And she whispered to him, 9/11 is going to happen. Watch out, young little boy.
We're like, whoa. Your plane is going to New York City. And you're like, wait.
Home Alone 2 predicted 9/11. Everybody find Macaulay Culkin and beat him up for causing 9/11.
There is a moment where, like, Macaulay Culkin like goes to New York for the first mm-hmm. time. He goes to like all these sites around town, mm-hmm. and he goes up into the Twin Towers.
Oh, that didn't age well. Scouting. Those are gone.
He's scouting. Uh oh.
Oh my God. I can't believe Kevin McAllister was in Al Qaeda.
Oh, no.
Oh goodness.
Oy.
And we thought Harry and Marv were the bad guys. So he goes to the Plaza Hotel, the famous Ding Dang Dong. That's what they say in the movie. He checks into the Plaza Hotel using his dad's credit card, and that's how his parents are able to find out where Kevin is, because they're able to check his credit card record, the dad's credit card records.
Oh.
So Tim Curry is the manager of the hotel, and Rob Schneider is the bellhop. So that's, they have fun moments. Kevin goes up to his room. He just fucking buys everything from the mini bar and room service, and he's just like, this is the goddamn life. But Tim Curry's character, the manager, he's very, like, he's suspicious. He's just like, why is this child unattended at my hotel, Mr. Mosby? No running in the halls. Anyway. So Tim Curry goes up to check the room to make sure that there's more than meets the eye of Kevin. So he walks in, he's just, and Kevin's like, oh my God, there's somebody here. I gotta do something quick. So he puts an inflatable clown in the shower to make it look like it's his dad showering. And he plays the tape recording of his uncle singing in the shower from earlier. Mm. And Tim Curry's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I walked in on this man showering.
Little does he know. It's a little boy tricking him.
Yes.
A little boy has tricked him.
Little boys always
buffoonery. So during all this, we see that Harry and Marv are in New York City. They're right where Kevin is. And Kevin and those two, they bump into each other after Kevin leaves a toy shop. And then...
A Spencer's gifts.
Yeah.
Little boys' gifts.
Harry and Marv run after Kevin. Kevin runs back to the hotel, and Kevin's like, Tim Curry's character, you gotta help me. And Tim Curry's like, this is a stolen credit card, punk-ass bitch. Fuck you. I'm telling the police. And Kevin's like, bye. And then he gets caught by Harry and Marv. Harry and Marv try to
they waterboard him.
Yeah, they waterboard him. The wet bandits. Well, in this movie they're the sticky bandits.
Oh. What are they waterboarding him with?
Tape. Just like,
oh yeah, cuz I have that specific memory cuz he has like tape on his hand and he just sticks it in the Salvation Army thing.
Yeah.
Which again, not a crime cuz the Salvation Army is like not inclusive.
So, Harry and Marv's big plan is to steal from the toy shop all the money that they were going to donate to the children's hospital that night. And Kevin's like, I'm not going to let that happen. You don't fuck with kids on Christmas. So he makes this elaborate plan, and he sets up all the traps at this kind of, like, house that's in mid-renovation that's like owned by his uncle and whatnot.
Nice.
So he lures the two criminals to the house, and they just get completely fucked up. I remember specifically one of my favorite parts is when, like, Marv gets electrocuted during that whole entire part because he turns into, like, a skeleton, like with his exact clothes on. And I remember when I first saw it as a kid, I was like, that's comedy.
I like the homeless bird lady.
Yeah, the homeless bird lady.
Oh, you mean the one that looks like Piers Morgan?
Yes.
Yes.
Holy crap. What the hell?
That wasn't there like Piers Morgan. Wasn't there like a thing on Twitter where somebody was just like, is this you, Piers? And he's just like, that is not me.
He's like really upset.
He didn't
about
appreciate
it.
That joke.
No, he's like mad about it. Here, I'm going to try to pull it up.
So in the meantime, Harry and Marv eventually catch up to Kevin. They're about to kill him in Central Park with a gun, but the bird lady saves Kevin and throws a bunch of bird seed, and the birds maul Harry and Marv. And then the police show up, they take Harry and Marv away, and then Kevin is reunited with his family.
It's the only
Merry
good
Christmas.
Thing we've ever done.
The police? Look, there's a picture. Piers Morgan.
This is a picture.
Special
and
treat for
Morgan
those
and the,
watching
and
the,
bird the
podcast.
Yeah, if you're watching the podcast on YouTube, you're able to see what Jesse just pulled up.
I like it's so uncanny that they looked like it looks like they like just deep faked Piers Morgan's face onto this lady, but I'm almost positive they didn't.
Piers Morgan deep throated this bird lady.
Gross.
Consume.
That's funny.
Consume.
Images. They definitely didn't. Like that's just like this is just what the lady. She looks like Piers Morgan.
I tried new deodorant today. It smells really nice. Ooh. Oh my god!
Like that is Piers Morgan. It in a bird lady outfit.
Yeah, but she's not. He's not as badass as the bird lady.
Yeah. Well, obviously he's like the guy who's like tweets about like how we're losing our manliness. And
oh,
stuff
that's
like
funny.
That.
He tweets like a bird.
Yeah.
So it's like he is part bird lady.
He is part bird lady.
Exactly.
Oh, right, any questions, conundrums about Home Alone 2?
I can't remember how it ends. Like, I know you just told us, but I literally, like, I have no memory of how the movie actually ends.
Yeah.
And it sounded foreign to what you just described, because the only thing I remember is, like, him at the hotel.
Oh yeah,
and that's like it.
Yeah, the entire scene at the renovated house, and then like have you guys seen that video where it's like how many times Harry and Marv would have died during Home Alone 1 and 2?
No, that's funny.
It's so funny. There's this one part where like where Kevin throws bricks at them from like the top of this house.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it only hits Marv, and he hits him like four times, square in the fucking forehead. And each time in this video, this lady's just like, Marv is dead. And she does it like four times in rapid succession. It's really funny. But yeah. You making pancakes over there with your little racket, buddy?
I'm making underwear pancakes, otherwise known as ugly cakes. Punderwear.
Punderwear.
if you hear this, it's just tweet Punderwear.
Hashtag Punderwear.
All right, I'm ready. Cutting this part out.
Do not cut this part out. Punderwear. All right. I'm ready. Right, you
I'm
ready?
I am ready.
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Jesse? Okay.
I said I'm ready.
Okay. Interior, busy house. It is morning. Outside, exterior, outside, morning. Interior, house, also morning, but inside.
That's from inside to outside to inside.
It's lots of establishing shots showing us it's a small house. There's a lot of people in this house, and they're all running around. They're hustling and bustling because they have a place to be. Mm-hmm. They have a plane to catch. The mom is waving a plane ticket around. She goes, "We have 10 minutes to be at the airport. Otherwise, we're going to miss this flight. Come on."
The dad comes running past with like he has like suitcases all over his like he's carrying like five suitcases at once, and he's just like,
Has anybody seen the sunscreen? I can't find the sunscreen.
The sunscreen?
The sunscreen. You know we need it for little Timmy. Burns up like a fucking pancake.
I know. Our little vampire albino boy needs to get some tan.
The big brother comes down the stairs. He's like, "Hey, Dad, I know where the sunscreen is."
"Where is it?"
"It's up your button around the corner." He
do
runs
not
away.
"Talk to your father that way. You do not talk to your father that way. We need a bit there, brother. Take out that minute."
"Okay, I'm sorry. It's upstairs in the bathroom. I'm sorry."
Okay.
Get the sunscreen. Get your brother.
Okay, Timmy?
Little Timmy, yeah.
Little Timmy, I think he's upstairs in his coffin.
He's in the closet?
In the coffin.
In the coffin.
Oh, the coffin. Oh, okay.
Because he's a little vampire.
Yeah, sure.
A younger sister comes riding in on like a little pink bicycle. She's just like, "I'm ready to go."
"Honey, you need to put that bicycle away.
We are
not bringing with
a
it.
Bicycle. This is not.
I'm bringing the bicycle."
"No, okay. What? Nobody's bringing a bicycle. We have 10 goddamn minutes to get to the goddamn airport."
Okay, sorry. I'm not bringing the bike.
Wake up your brother.
Okay. I'm going upstairs now.
Okay.
We cut to upstairs. It's like an attic room. It's kind of old and dusty.
Old, dusty, moldy.
And there's a coffin just kind of like leaning.
it's like a sarcophagus kind of, you know? Like
yeah. So the younger sister like creaks open the door and she's like, "Timmy, Timmy,
what?
It's time to go. We're going to the airport."
"Oh, wait, is it morning or night?"
It is. Well, it's morning for us, but I guess night for you technically."
"Morning. Okay. Well, do you have my sunglasses?"
"Yes, they're right here." She holds up a pair of like sunglasses on like a strap.
He's here trying to grab it like a cat.
It's like above his head. He can't reach it.
"And don't call me Big Timmy."
And so he jumps up. He
grabs Timmy, just grab it. Okay.
He grabs it. He puts it on. Okay. How much time do we have?
We're less than 10 minutes. Mom was yelling and screaming, and she said 10 minutes like 4 minutes ago, so probably like 6 minutes.
In the background, you hear the mom go, "We have 2 goddamn minutes. We have to go. Oh, fuck it."
"Okay, we have 2 minutes. I lied."
Mom sounds mad. We should get going.
Mom is very mad.
Okay, well, let's go down. So the family, they all go downstairs. Cut to inside of a car. They were all downstairs. Hard cut to inside of a car. This movie is not edited very well.
It's like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Over.
Just like cut.
And then there's like a star. Outside. There's like a star wipe at one point.
So they're inside the car. The mom, she's going, "All right, everybody, make sure you all have your tickets. Ticket count off. 1.
2.
3.
Oh, 4. I'm sorry. It's me, the sister."
"Oh, okay. 5. I found it. All right. Everybody has their tickets. Good."
All right. The dad starts the engine, and they go on the road towards the airport.
"Now, we have sunscreen."
"Yes."
"We have..." "What?"
It was up your butt.
"No.
But you shut the fuck up.
I'll turn this car around right now.
Do it. I dare you. Dare you turn the car around?"
"You know I won't. We have a place here."
"I know. You're right. I know you won't. You're pushover, Mom."
"Not a pushover. I push you
yes,
over.
You are." "No, you..."
He's sitting right now. You can't really push him over.
She reaches into the furnace in the car.
The furnace in the car.
She takes a pole and she brands him.
"Oh, Mom, I'm sorry.
Property of mother."
"I'm sorry, Mom, I'm sorry." Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay.
The other two children, they slink back in their seats afraid.
"I'm not a pushover." "All right. Okay. Whew. This car gets kind of toasty."
Are we there yet?
We're almost there.
We're almost
honey,
there.
Honey, how much longer do we have?
We have, now. We're here.
Oh, my gosh. Good. Good timing.
All right. Nice.
All right. So,
we cut to the, terminal.
Mm-hmm. Hard cut.
They've already, yeah, very hard cut. It's like in the middle of a sentence.
We're...
This is not a good movie. So, like, we've already skipped security. Like, all of them are, like, sitting down to wait for the plane.
They're already through it.
The camera's, like, out of focus, and then it focuses itself.
There's a guy with a boom mic in the... It's just, like, hanging in.
There's just, like, one really bright, like, studio light in the background that's, like... It's, like... flashing into the lens.
All right, so our family sits down,
and like you can see it here at the very beginning of the this shot, you're just like action,
action. get out the frame.
Hey, okay. Mom, it's me, mm-hmm. Mom. Hey,
yes.
Mom.
Yes.
Can we get something to eat before we get on the plane?
Yes. All right.
I saw it. A Chick-fil-A over there at the airport.
Okay.
Can me and Timmy go get some chicken?
Yes. You and little Timmy get some chicken. Be back here in 5 minutes. The plane is about to leave. They hear it over the intercom. We are preparing to board section 1. There's section 11, so there's a lot of sections.
Right. Okay, we'll be right back.
Where's section 11? Okay. Be right back. Do not dilly-dally, and don't lose him for the second time. Because this is the sequel.
Yeah.
Okay. We cut to.
Okay. Come on. Go, little Timmy. Okay. Okay.
It's like Timmy's got his dark sunglasses on. He's got like a trench coat with like the
hood over.
The collar's like turned up.
Yeah. And he's wearing like one of those umbrella hats so the sun doesn't get on him.
Yeah. It's a dope-ass hat.
And everybody's kind of like looking at little Timmy, just like
because he stands out. All right, what are you gonna get?
I was thinking probably spicy chicken sandwich.
I was also thinking spicy chicken sandwich.
Are you?
Hi, welcome to Chick-fil-A. Where can I get you?
Hey, two spicy chicken sandwiches, please. One for me and one for my brother.
Okie dokie. Sounds good. That'll be $12.50.
Wow, okay.
It's cheaper than
oh, did I say $12.50 total? I meant $12.50 each.
Oh, okay. Oh. So $25.
Yeah it's $25.
As Butch is arguing with the lady about the price, little Timmy sees a butterfly with his sunglasses, and he begins walking off in the other direction. And so... He follows the butterfly, and the butterfly begins flying all throughout the airport. And he's, you know, running after the butterfly. He's trying to catch the butterfly. And then he makes one big leap and tries to grab it, and the butterfly is gone. And he looks around, and he's in, like, a dark, dingy part of the airport. And he doesn't know where he is.
We cut back to Butch. And he was saying... He was... Like, he's trying to note. He immediately starts to notice that little Timmy's gone.
just hold on, okay, lady? Hold on. My brother is gone.
Okay, we got plenty of customers, sir.
It doesn't make any sense why, if all the ingredients cost the same while you're marketing it up, obviously, like, you know, capitalism is a thing, and especially because you're, mm-hmm. you know, you're a mm-hmm. Christian restaurant, which yes. has been made very clear.
It's weird that we're in an airport and people are here on Sunday.
Yeah.
You're right. Did you see where my brother went? Did you see him go anywhere while we were arguing?
I think he may have gone down that hallway, sir, to the right.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm getting lost. Hate you. He flips her off.
How dare you?
It wasn't my pleasure. He just runs down the hallway. We cut to Butch is just running like full speed down the hall.
Like he's like, Timmy, dad. Timmy, 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 Timmy.
We do a hard cut back to the a hard cut back to the family at mm-hmm. the terminal.
We are now boarding section 8.
Where are those two young men?
We're running out of time, honey.
I know. I'm sure they'll be here.
There's only three goddamn things before we board.
I know. I can count, honey.
Okay, well.
How are you, little girl?
Little girl.
Our daughter.
Our pride and joy. Our pride and prejudice.
I miss my bike. I wish I would have brought my bike.
You know what, little bike girl? You listen goddamn here right now. We are going to have so much fun on fucking vacation. You're not going to even remember you had a bike. We'll give you 1,000 bikes.
Wait, what? Yeah, no, we're bikes? Going to bike land.
We're going to bike land.
We're going to bike land?
No.
I thought you said we were going to Bora Bora.
Bora Bora. Bikeland is, as the natives say.
Bikeland. Cut back to Butch. No, wait, let's cut back to
Timmy. No, cut back to Butch. Yeah, Butch is running. Right. As he's running Timmy, down the
Timmy,
hallway,
Timmy,
he
Timmy,
runs
Timmy.
Right into Timmy. Boom! Bang! Ow!
Ow! Timmy, I got a cut from one of your fangs.
I'm sorry. You know my fangs on the back of my head. My reverse fangs, yeah. Butch, where are we?
We're at the airport.
Okay, well, no goddamn shit. Like, where are we right now?
I'm not sure.
It looks like we're lost.
Lost
together.
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 Oh man.
Timmy, you have to stop wandering off, okay? This is how you get lost. That's how you got lost that first time.
I know. Oh, don't remind me about that first time.
I won't remind you about the first time.
Okay, good. I said, don't remind me.
I'm not.
We just keep referring to events in the first movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least there's not an ice cream stand. Am I right?
I remember the ice cream stand.
Okay. We
have to get back to the gate before the plane takes off without us.
All of a sudden, a old man janitor shows up. Hey, you two. What are you doing back here?
Timmy flashes his fangs.
Oh my gosh, a vampire. I always knew something crazy was going back here.
Listen, sir, we're lost in the airport and we just need
together
to get back to our gate because we're going to bike land with our family.
You think it's called Bikeland. You think you're in the airport right now?
Are we not?
No.
Where are we?
You're in the deep dark recesses of airplane hangars. You went outside and through several tunnels and now you're in like the back lot.
So this still sounds like an airport though.
You're on an airport.
We're still in an airport.
Yeah, but like now you're in, like,
I understand what you're saying.
You're not like in like the main building.
We are still at the airport.
Yeah, we are still in at the airport. It's just
yes.
It's just a different part of the airport.
It's just a really dark, deep part. Well, like, can you bring us back?
Sir, don't give
me the normal area.
Yeah, can we get back, please?
Strange old man.
I guess so.
Strange man with a mop.
With a mop.
Wait a minute. What are you doing back here?
Yeah, in the deep dark recesses.
He like puts a crowbar away into his like custodial cart. Nothing. It was nothing.
Okay.
Sir, my brother can tell when you're lying and then he'll bite you.
It's one of my vampire
powers.
You haven't
noticed he's a vampire.
I am a vampire.
Well, okay. I don't want to get bit.
I can hear your heart. It's beating irregularly.
I'll say it. That's medically not good. they call that an arrhythmia. So, like, you probably should get your heart checked out, sir. Did you bless me?
You said arrhythmia. Arrhythmia.
Well, what I was doing back here, he dies.
Oh, Timmy begins feasting.
Timmy, no, don't get up. It's fine. Keep eating. First of all, we got to hide this body so no one thinks we killed this guy.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, mm-hmm. I think I think we stumbled into something more malevolent.
Oh, I think it goes deeper than just one guy.
It goes all the way to the top.
All the way to the top.
Yeah, all the way. In the, they can hear way farther down in the deep dark recesses, like a low kind of like chanting of some sort.
What is that? Do you hear that?
I do hear that.
It sounds like chanting of some sort.
I thought it was your stomach from eating all the blood.
Do you want some?
No, I don't.
You want some human?
I'm not a vampire.
Do you want me to make you a vampire?
No, please don't. No, okay. Timmy.
I asked, you know. I'm offering.
Right, that's good. I'm glad you asked for my consent. You know what? Check out the chant.
We're in the deep, dark recesses. I think I can take off my sunglasses. It's kind of hard to see. He takes off his sunglasses.
We cut back to the family. Now boarding section 9.
Mom and Dad?
Yeah?
What?
My brothers still aren't back yet.
Well, we are well aware of that. I see. Charlene.
Charlene.
Thank you for finally using my name.
Charlene. Remind me of my favorite song, Charlene.
That's why we named her Charlene, honey.
Charlene.
Mom, Dad, stop fighting. We're at the airport.
We are not fighting. We're just worried about your two brothers.
We're agreeing with each other for the first time in a long time.
Yes.
Charlene. Is that Jolene? I was thinking burn rubber on me, Charlene. Yeah. No.
Mom and Dad, I'm just worried that little Timmy has gone missing again, like last time.
Don't even get me started.
Honey, do you remember when we ended up in the WWE wrestling ring with little Timmy?
Oh, I do. And he literally killed somebody.
I was RKO'd by Steve Austin.
Oh, Stone Cold.
What a guy. Cut back to...
He broke my collarbone.
Cut back to Butch and little Timmy.
I think it's coming from over here.
All right, let's go explore.
Okay. I'm following you because you have the super...
Oh, that is true. I offered to give you some, but you said no.
It doesn't... I'm afraid, okay? I'm afraid.
You're afraid. Oh, okay. You ever seen Twilight?
I have seen Twilight.
You know Edward?
I do.
You know, like he has sex with that woman and then she turns into a vampire. Or no, she just dies.
No.
We're not going to have sex. Don't worry. All right, let's just... I was saying, you're my brother. Let's just go check out the... the chanting. They like walk into like a cavern kind of a thing. They don't open it. It's just, and then it really opens up.
Mm-hmm. Torches, mm-hmm. like fire torches are lit up all across this cavern.
And there are also water torches too. There's fire torches and water.
I was gonna make that joke if you weren't gone.
Really? Good.
Just like fire torch. What do you mean fire torches? All torches are fire torches.
Well, it's just like, you know, like in England they call flashlight torches.
You're right.
And I'm
just
like, make sure that it's fire. Right. They know.
A lot of our audience is in England, so shout out to the Brits.
Top of the morning.
Sorry, you guys Brexited.
Sorry about losing the Revolutionary War.
Anyway, so Timmy and Butch, they like hide behind a rock because they hear some people coming. So they hide, and then two masked figures in like cloaks. Mm-hmm. Walk past them. Timmy.
Yeah.
I think we found something more malevolent than
just an airport.
What met the eye. Are we still, do you think we're still at the airport?
I think we still are at the airport right now.
In the one of the cloaked figures says, I hope we get this thing done early. I got a flight to Machu Picchu and couple hours.
Yeah, lucky we're based under an airport.
Great idea.
I think we are at an airport.
Timmy, I think you're right.
I think so. Alright, I can either go on a rampage, a killing rampage, or we can like take our time and like explore what this really is and who that man was.
Let's investigate. That'll make a better movie then.
And then just me killing everybody and then flying away.
And then there's like a...
You can hear like the director say, "God, no, we're not. Don't say it's a movie.
Don't say that. Don't say that."
We cut back to the family at the terminal.
Now boarding section 3.
Are they going? Are they going in the other direction?
Mom, Dad, they're going backwards now.
I think we're 11. We still have time. I mean, I guess now we have more time. You know,
I just want to get on the plane and go to Bikeland.
I know, me too. They have a thousand of bikes.
Me too. They have a mountain of bikes.
Of bikes.
We were planning to hike up Mount Bike.
We're not going to bike up?
Good idea.
Oh, why didn't I think of that?
We're not going to we're not going to Walkland or Hikeland.
No, we're not. You're very, very right.
All right, well, I guess the urgency has gone down.
We can just learn more. We can get this take this time to know each other a little better.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mom, how did you and Dad meet?
Oh God.
Mom, how did you and Dad meet?
I don't care. I just learned your name this morning.
Okay, start.
Well.
Okay, start.
It's a long story, and it involves fire
and we
vampires.
Cut two. Okay. So now Butch and Timmy are like sneaking through the cavern, and it's like spiraling caves that go deeper into the earth, and they're hiding from people in robes and stuff, and. Mm-hmm. They finally get behind some guys wearing robes, and it's like one's wearing like a really fancy, like gilded robe, and he must be the leader. So they overhear what he says.
Oh, tonight is the night.
Correct, sir. Tonight is the night.
Tonight, we are going to summon our god.
Right. The god of pain.
The god of pain, and he will bring down a mighty night of storms and bloodshed upon this mortal realm.
Yes, ha ha ha. Very good, very good.
Yes.
So, I think we will be able to institute the New World Order afterward. That's our goal, correct?
That is indeed our goal.
Right, because we're the Illuminati.
Yes. Thank you for saying that, Chuck.
You're welcome. Sometimes I just feel like, you know, like you've all been lying to me, like we're not the Illuminati, but we are the Illuminati.
No. We are the Illuminati.
We're definitely triangles.
Triangles.
So, that's good. I like to say it out loud sometimes.
Yes.
Just to make sure that I'm on the right page.
Hold on. Let me make sure everybody knows.
He gets a microphone and says, there's like a PA system in this cavern. Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody, we're the Illuminati!
We are? We're the Illuminati?
Yes.
Oh, the triangles?
Yeah, the triangles.
Oh, triangles.
Illuminati!
Barack Obama, you hear this? We're the Illuminati!
Well,
I hear you. Oh my god! It's two Barack Obamas!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
That's why he's in so many places! He's on Jimmy Fallon one night. He's
How
was he on
Americans?
Fallon and Conan at the same time?
There's two of them, and it's the Illuminati's fault! Well, my fellow Americans, triangles in the Illuminati.
Oh, and what say you, Tupac? Oh my god, Tupac's alive.
Oh my god, Tupac. Rap for us, Tupac, go.
Go, Tupac, go. Go, Tupac, go, Tupac, go.
Go, Tupac.
Go, Tupac, go.
What the fuck is that one song? Hold on, I'm trying to remember. Just like, Dear Mama! There, I said
it. That was America. That was very good. That was very good.
Who were the kids?
What do you think, Stone Cold Steve Austin?
He just RKOs one of the Obamas.
Boom!
Oh, Stone Cold, you're such a card.
Yeah, that hurt, and broke my collarbone.
Oh, well, other Obama.
My fellow Americans.
Other Obama, I love you.
I'm glad.
All right, everybody, everybody, calm down. Calm down. Obama's, oh, sorry. Keep
the
it
Obama,
in your pants.
The Obamas have never been more calm in their life. They are very, you know.
I'm very calm.
I'm very good.
This is the one that goes on talk shows, and I'm the one who meets with foreign leaders.
I know. So. Well, so I'm the personable one,
right? And I'm the negotiating one.
Yeah. And together we make Obama.
Well, there's several other Obamas. Just the two of us are here right now.
Obama, and Obama equals Obama times 3, 4, 5, 6.
Did you read our book?
It's called Obama's.
it's a big Obama, and the little is an S. It's like that that book that one guy made, the one who like killed his wife or whatever.
What the fuck?
What?
You're fucking losing
OJ,
me, dude.
OJ. Oh. If I did it, it's like Obama.
We cut to Timmy and Butch are hiding in like an offshoot of the cave, and they're like freaking out.
Is that Obama?
I think it's two Obamas. Two Obamas?
I thought there was only one.
That's what you. I guess that's what we've been led to believe.
Conditioned to believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is crazy, man.
Okay.
What do we do with this information, though?
I think we need to kill them all and fly away with our back.
No, wait.
I can't do that. Timmy, I can't do that.
I know. But you just have to. That's okay. What I think we need to do, I think we need to. We need to find more people like the crowbar man who came to us at the beginning because he was here.
Yeah.
He was warning us about them, right? Because
he was telling us.
So we need to find his group. Then we infiltrate the Illuminati. We kill both the Obamas. We kill this leader, whoever he or she may be. And then we fly away in the night.
I can't fly away.
Okay. We walk away in the night. We come with reinforcements. Well, and then we go to Bikeland.
Yeah, you forget to put a bike.
We haven't played again.
Okay.
So cut to. we're coming back to the mom, dad, and Charlene. Now boarding section 9¾.
Oh my god! Harry Potter walks and boards it. Oh my god!
Mom, you think you would just take a broom?
I know. I think
what the hell?
I don't think the Brits are too happy about all the comments.
Are they upset that they lost the Revolutionary War?
That's okay. They can drink some tea.
Oi.
So we love you. We love you, England. We love you. England.
England is my city. Anyway.
Again, sorry you Brexited.
Sorry we won the war. Okay. All right, just get out of our system. So sorry, England. We have a lot of English listeners. Why are we doing this?
The dad and the mom and Charlene are sitting in a seat, and the dad strikes up a conversation with the guy next to him. So, you going to Bikeland?
You bet I am. I'm going to Bikeland.
Oh, you got quite a bit of looks pretty. Your suitcase looks there pretty heavy right there, man. What you got in there?
You probably wouldn't even believe me if I told you. But yeah.
I just saw Harry Potter walk by. I think I'll believe anything right now, buddy.
I'll tell you. We gotta keep it a secret, okay?
Okay, I'm pretty good at keeping secrets. I didn't even tell my wife what our daughter's name until just today.
That's true.
Wow. Well, it's crowbars. It's mostly crowbars.
Crowbars, really?
Yeah, it's the only weapon you can use against the Illuminati. So.
The Illuminati,
you can only use crowbars.
It's their only vulnerability. I just had to pop in.
Illuminati? It's their big Achilles heel. Yeah, the Illuminati, so it's real. And I'm part of this group, this sleeper cell, if you will, who we fight the Illuminati.
Do you know where the Illuminati is?
Yeah, where is it?
Everywhere, man. You know Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
Illuminati.
No.
Whoa. Wait, what about Billie Eilish?
Billie Eilish is Illuminati 100%.
I should have known with the green hair.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, she's really wearing it on her sleeve.
What about, like,
I feel like we could say anything, and they'd probably be in the Illuminati.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
high
God.
High ranking. Do you know he's still alive?
No fucking way.
Yeah, for real.
Did he die?
Yeah, he did die,
he was,
honey.
Yes, he was supposed to have died.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That's
he's still doing his TV show, too, but just for Illuminati children.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
No, it's very elitist of him.
Okay, so man with crowbars who's killing Illuminati members. How do we find other sleeper cell people? Is there like a word? Like a phrase?
Yeah,
that awakes them? What is it?
Yeah. Well, it's not like a waking. It's like a code phrase that we know. It's All right, shh. Coming close.
Okay.
Everybody leans in.
I'm leaning.
It's triangles are bad.
Something inside the dad awakened. Comrade.
Oh my God.
Holy shit, it is what happens. That is what happens. Hello. It's me.
I'm alive for real.
Yeah. For real.
Honey?
I'm alive for once in my life.
Honey?
Look.
I'm looking.
This is the real me.
Mom, what's wrong with Dad?
I have absolutely no idea what is happening.
Charlene, did you hear what the man said?
He said, what? No, I didn't.
Oh my God.
He said, triangles are bad.
Something wakes up in Charlene. Comrade.
Oh my gosh. I've raised you well.
What the fuck is happening?
I'm ready.
Are we still going to my duty? These are not
refundable.
Honey,
yeah? Uh-huh. You stay here. Okay. Hold our spot if they call Section 11. Or
I don't
know. 13? Yeah, it was 11.
No,
11.
No, it was 11. We're in 11, Dad. Father, okay. We are in 11.
Yes. Thank you, Comrade Charlene.
You're right, Comrade Father.
All right. Well, can you pick me up some Chick-fil-A?
Will do, honey.
Whoa. Hold on. Not so fast. If you buy Chick-fil-A, you're directly giving money to the Illuminati.
Honey, okay. I'm sorry. I'll bring you back something.
Well, I want Chick-fil-A, so.
Hard cut, too.
Very hard cut.
Well, I want Chick-fil-A. Hard cut. To the leader guy of the Illuminati. He's kind of like he's drawing triangles on the floor to recite the ancient prayer in order to
summon the god of pain.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barack Obama.
You are welcome.
You're also welcome. My fellow Americans.
You're welcome.
Obamas, could you please stop talking to your fellow Americans and continue drawing triangles in the sand?
Right away. Chuck. I'm here. Do you want me to stop drawing?
No, you're good.
Okay. What's going on? How can I help?
It seems like preparations are underway. Now we just need the final ingredient.
Ooh, saucy.
Already? So soon?
Yes. We're
quite ahead of schedule. Okay. I do not remember what the final ingredient is because you would not tell me.
It was a secret.
Yes.
Even the Illuminati need to keep their secrets from each other.
You're part of the secret society within the Illuminati.
There's a secret.
Like the high up tier. It's like the Illuminati squared.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Obama, shh. Shut up. Okay. Go back to drawing.
I will draw more triangles.
Well, Chuck, the last ingredient. You may have been wondering why we were in a cavern such as this.
I was wondering that.
A dark.
Because of the airport.
That was one part of it. We got lucky there. But
I
real
Bikeland later today.
You and Bikeland.
I love it. There's a mountain of blood.
The real reason why we're here is because this has been a known sighting for vampires. And vampire fangs are the last ingredient to summon,
yeah, summon
the god of pain.
Yes, okay. All right. I believe that. I've seen a lot of things, so I believe in vampires.
Good.
Good. All right. Okay, so you want me to, like, catch a vampire, or...
Yes, you and I, we need to go around this cavern and find a vampire.
Oh, all right. All right, lead the way. I'm fine with that. How does one catch a vampire? I assume, like, a net?
Yeah, a silver net.
Oh, yes.
He the leader, he takes off one of the nets that was, kind of hanging on the wall, kind of like a drapery, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
I understand.
All right. Use this, Chuck. He throws the net to him.
Chuck drops it. He picks it up. Sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
Redraw that triangle, Obama.
I will continue to draw this triangle. Good luck finding the little vampire. Or the big vampire.
Obama, did you have a premonition?
I had a premonition. Would you like to hear my premonition, Obama, and everybody else who is listening as they draw triangles?
I would like to hear your premonition.
Amelia Earhart perks up. I would like to hear it too.
Well, Earhart, famed pilot, my premonition is that we will catch a vampire. Because there's one here right now.
Wow.
We cut to Timmy and Butch, who are hiding behind a rock. Timmy, they know you're here. Timmy, they know you're here.
I think I need to kill Obama.
Which one? Which one?
They're both so similar. Okay, how about this? How about I bite you, I give you vampire powers, and we just kill everybody?
Why? You're so convinced that I need to be a vampire too. Why? What's up with that? Like, spill your beans, spill your
guts.
It's
lonely being a vampire, because listen here, Butch. You're going to grow old and die, and I'm going to be a vampire for the rest of my life, and it's going to be lonely. I just want a friend.
But I'm your brother.
I know you're my brother, but I don't want...
But brothers, they fight and stuff, and I give you noogies.
I know, but don't you want to be immortal and live forever? I feel like this is the way to do
it. And watch our sister and our mom and dad die?
No, we'll bite them all.
All of them, including our little sister? What's the little sister's name? I don't know it.
You know what? I don't know.
How come mom and dad never told us what our sister's name is?
I don't know. They should always call her Bike Girl, and I knew who they were talking about. We're going to Bikeland because of her. Well, how about this?
Hey, okay.
How about we...
All right.
We just have to wait. All we have to do is wait out here until the reinforcements come. Because
what reinforcements?
You remember the guy with the crowbar, and I said that there's probably other people like that with the crowbar? I think we should.
Oh yeah, we're trying to find them.
Yes. I think we should go do that.
Okay, let's go find them. Okay, you can bite me as a vampire.
Why can I really?
Yeah, you convinced you convinced me, and I want to be your brother.
Okay, well, you have to oil again. Yourself up first.
To what?
To oil yourself up.
What? Oh, like vegetable oil?
You have to anoint yourself with oil.
Okay.
Okay.
Butch anoints himself with oil.
But it stings because he got branded earlier. It's still fresh.
But because the car furnace.
He slowly, little Timmy slowly makes his way over.
Just do it.
Okay. And he bites it. Immediately, power begins seeping into Butch, and Butch begins to, you know. How do you feel?
Fangs burst out of the back of Butch's neck.
How do you feel? Don't touch.
Feel strong.
You feel strong?
I feel strong.
All right.
What do I feel? I feel good. I feel powerful.
You feel like a vampire?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay, good, because now you're a vampire.
I've never wanted spaghetti less.
Cut to
because of the garlic.
Oh, gotcha.
He's like, spaghetti. What's in spaghetti that you don't want to eat?
The actor playing Butch like looks into the camera and gives it like a gym face from The Office because like he like knows the joke is bad.
Cut to the man with crowbar. Dad and Charlene are running past Chick.
Back?
No, it's the other guy with the crowbar.
Oh, other crowbar man. Okay, gotcha.
they run past the Chick-fil-A. They run down the alley past the Chick-fil-A and continue on towards the cavern. The crowbar man hands both of them a crowbar, and they come across the first crowbar man's corpse.
Oh, brother.
No.
A comrade has
fallen. These are bite marks.
It looks like comrade has been feasted on.
Looks like comrade looked delicious to someone. To something.
Should we nibble? No.
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 No. No. One nibble.
Okay, one nibble. I won't tell.
One nibble.
I won't tell anybody. Just one.
He just bites off a finger. Yummy.
How is it?
It's delicious. Shh. All right. Wait. Shh. Listen.
Wait.
In the background, they hear. And they also hear Obama go, "My fellow Americans, I am chanting right now." Hada.
Oh, no. Do you know what this means? Do you know what this means?
What?
They're trying to summon the god of pain.
Oh, my God.
No.
Of pain.
Crowbar's up.
Crowbar's up. Listen. I'm going to give you guys a speech. You've never fought the Illuminati before, but I have.
Okay?
Yeah. It's not easy. They have a lot of black magic tricks, and it's a lot of it's a lot of friendly faces that you know.
Like who?
I myself. Like what?
Like who?
Like who?
Like Gwyneth Paltrow, for example.
Is Gloop, damn it.
Goop part of
Goop is, but yeah, Goop funds the Illuminati.
Oh my gosh. Should have known.
Of course.
But also, it's also people like Nelson Mandela.
Oh my God.
And, oh my gosh, I thought he was
Mother
dead.
Teresa.
Oh wait, that's the Mandela effect.
Whoa, Mandela effect's real. That's an Illuminati thing.
No, don't say it. If you keep saying
but, like,
it, you'll summon
the
personally,
Illuminati. I have personally beaten people, beaten friendly faces to death with a crowbar.
Oh my gosh.
Like Macaulay Culkin, dead. Frankie Muniz, dead.
You go after a lot of child stars, yeah.
Child stars.
Amanda Bynes.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
She was a child actor.
You're just beating the shit out of children.
Just and mostly, I get mostly set on child star dates.
That's weird. Get them while they're early, you know what I say?
Yeah, for real. They fight back less hard.
Yeah.
They'll high five.
Nice.
All right, okay, let's stop this. The plan is I'm going to go and take point. Charlene, okay. You flank left. Okay. Dad, you flank right.
I'm your dad?
You're Charlene's dad.
Oh, okay,
wait,
sorry.
I'm Charlene, right?
Yeah, you're Charlene. Okay, I'm right. The dad. Okay. He's Crowbar Man.
Sounds good. Okay.
All right.
Okay, sounds great.
So we're going to come in. We got to stop them. The good news is that to complete the ritual, they need a set of vampire fangs.
Why is that good news?
Which now it's dawning on me that our comrade here has been feasted on by a vampire.
All of a sudden, the old man bursts to life as a vampire.
Fuck. Charlene just kills him out of, like, instinct. Yes!
Holy shit.
Holy cow. Okay.
Okay.
Whew. Okay.
Should
more
we
good news. Wait, what? Should we? What? Should we
use his fangs or something? I don't know. Like, I'm new to the vampire.
We should take his fangs so Illuminati can't get him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlene, get him.
She just rips him out of his
thing. Oh my God, Charlene, I'm so proud of you.
Wow. Her hands are like bloody. She sticks it in right, her.
All right, Charlene and Dad, course. I have more good news.
Yeah.
What's up?
I have two sleepers inside. People posing as the Illuminati, but are part of our group.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That is good news.
So we will have the advantage when we take them by surprise.
How many people do you think are in there?
Oh, at least 300.
Like, who else is in there?
How the fuck do we have the advantage then?
Well,
you have us.
We got the crowbars.
And then they look to see who said that, and it was little Timmy and Butch as they come running down.
Sons.
Yay. They all
father.
A hugful reunion. It's who's this guy?
This is the man with the crowbars. He awakened Charlene and I to our true potential.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're part of the resistance or whatever.
I'm part of the resistance. Okay. That's correct.
Okay, cool. All right. So what's the plan?
All right. He starts going over the plan again. Hard cut to the mom.
She's at the airport. She's waiting.
She's sitting next to Harry Potter.
She's on the plane now.
Yeah, she got on the plane.
There's just a whole empty row in front of her.
She was just sick of waiting, so she just got on the plane.
Yeah. She has Chick-fil-A. She's just like... I wasn't going to fucking wait.
So, Harry Potter.
Yeah?
Show me some magic.
Accio peanuts. Peanuts like, flying to his hand.
It's like a little bag of peanuts. It just like you can tell it was thrown off screen to him.
Jesus. Okay.
Harry Potter, those aren't peanuts, are they? You know I'm deathly allergic to peanuts. No, you wouldn't know that. You don't know me. Harry Potter, I'm deathly allergic to peanuts.
On the Accio peanuts.
Harry Potter.
He like throws it off and you can hear someone like one of the crew members go like, ow.
Sorry.
Harry Potter.
All right.
Yeah?
Everybody, this is your pilot speaking. We are taking off for Bikeland in... About 12 minutes
no.
here. I am.
Harry
I am
Potter,
about to
we need more time. Kill the pilot.
I could never do that.
Kill the pilot.
So we are about to.
A fire cadabra!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your co-pilot speaking. The pilot has died,
fuck,
so we're going to
need another
about,
pilot.
Maybe 40 minutes
okay.
Before takeoff.
Is 40
off,
minutes
so.
Good? I don't want to kill another one.
Harry Potter, do you have any time spells? I should have asked that first.
I have a timekeeper. Okay. Hermione gave it to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, so we will be delayed shortly, but if I have anything to say about it, we'll be taking off in the next 10 minutes here.
Harry Potter, you need to kill the other pilot.
obviously, if I was killed, it would be a lot longer.
Come on, Harry Potter, do
since
it.
I'm not going to die.
Do it, Harry Potter.
We should be
Harry Potter, you will kill this other pilot right goddamn now.
I'm the boy who lives. Havadakadabra.
Good. That's right, Harry Potter.
You belong to me, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your flight attendant speaking. Both of our pilots have died, so we're going to be delayed for about maybe 3 hours.
Okay, I think we're good.
Okay,
right
okay, that's
Woo,
good.
Harry Potter, that was close, Harry
Sorry,
Potter.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, God, Ooh. What have I done?
Now you have to live with that. At least I didn't kill him.
You're
we
commanding
cut
me.
We cut back to the cavern where the... the ritual was happening. The leader is standing in the center, and he's holding like a goblet. And
the goblet of fire.
Him chanting. No, no,
no! The goblet of the water torch.
You son of a.
Woo, woo! There it is.
So the leader goes. Shortly, Kevin will bring us. Well, his name was Kevin, right? The assistant.
No, Chuck.
Chuck.
Kevin's like, I'm right here, sir.
I'm right here, sir.
Thank you, Kevin McAfee. I think that's the name of a celebrity.
McAllister.
Kevin McAllister.
Oh, my God. Macaulay Culkin, you survived.
Macaulay Culkin.
Anyway.
I am a huge fan.
Soon, Chuck will bring us the vampire fangs, and we will have summoned the God of Pain. Everyone
Woo!
Rejoice. Yeah, thank
yay.
You. Thank you. It
yay.
Is now time for me to reveal my identity.
Oh my gosh. Who are you?
The leader like begins to disrobe. And he takes his mask off.
He's not wearing any clothes under.
He's not wearing any clothes.
No.
There's like a, you know, like the
it's
applause
Mr.
thing.
It's Mr. What thing?
You know, like the applause thing for the crowd. Yeah. It's like, and then there's like a, like everybody goes, ooh, when they takes off his robes.
It's Mr. Rogers.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. I loved your Illuminati children stuff when I was younger.
Thanks, everybody. This is my pal, Daniel Tiger. He holds up the puppet, but like, that's a triangle on his shirt.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, so we're going to summon the God of Pain now.
Okay.
As soon as Chuck comes back. So everyone take a type five.
Okay.
We cut to Chuck being feasted on by Butch and Lil' Timmy.
This is delicious. I love this.
Good job, sons.
Right. See, why didn't we do this earlier? This is what I've been saying since the beginning.
Well, I said we shouldn't attack everybody because that would be lame, but also this is kind of awesome. So
okay,
so
good.
All right. Are we starting our full frontal assault on the
wait the
main group?
Are
now,
we able?
Now that Chuck is dead.
We need crowbars though, don't we? Because isn't that their Achilles heel?
Yes, the Achilles heel.
we need to beat them and eat them. Beat them and eat them. Beat them and eat them.
Beat them and eat them.
Beat them and eat them.
Beat them and eat them.
They high five, and the high five goes down to their butt.
Here, boys, your own crowbars.
Thanks,
Thank
Crowbar
you.
Man. What's your name, Crowbar Man?
Yeah, what is your name?
My name is Jebediah Dunphy.
Okay, Jebediah Dunphy.
All right, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Butch.
You too, boys.
This is my buddy. This is my brother,
Little Timmy. Did you call me your buddy? Are we friends?
Oh, we're friends and brothers.
We're brothers.
Oh, you got some... We're brothers? You got some blood on the side of your mouth. Here, let me get it. And Butch, like, licks it off his face.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Okay. No. A little bit too much, too quickly.
You're right. Sorry. I'm just endowed with the new sexual prowess of being a vampire.
Oh, that's
so
okay. I always have to hold myself back.
Spilling out a little bit onto my brain. Wait, what? You have to hold yourself back all the time?
What? Let's go stop this, whatever they're doing in there. We'll talk about this later.
Okay. We cut to... we're back at the main cavern. Fred Rogers is still in the center, naked, with the puppet. All right, everybody. It seems like Chuck isn't coming back. So, I went looking in my office for a set of spare vampire fangs, and I had some.
Oh.
So,
very good.
We're going to go on with the summoning now.
Good.
Everybody, thank you, Obama.
I agree. I also agree. Thank you, Obama. Thank you, Obama.
All right, everybody, gather around and take your hands now.
Obama's hands are slippery and greasy. Sorry, I'm wiping my hands right now.
All right, and we're going to begin. And Fred Rogers just starts chanting in backwards Latin.
His eyes
the triangles on the ground start to glow gold all around them. We see... Up on like the balcony layer of the cavern, we see Jebediah Dunphy and Butch and Charlene and Little Timmy and the dad. they're all looking down on this sight in horror.
We need to stop this.
We got to do something.
We're just watching.
What about those sleeper cells?
Oh yeah,
that's right. The two guys.
Yeah.
Should I just yell out for them?
Yeah, I wonder who they are.
Yeah, wait, yell out the phrase. Maybe they'll.
He goes up to the dad goes up to like the railing. Triangles are bad.
In like the back of the circle, two people like stick their head up out of nowhere, and they're like,
"It's Robert Downey Jr. and." And Chris Evans. They're the sleeper agents.
Chris, it's time.
Robert?
Rob. Robert?
No, not you. Not. There's like a third guy standing by who just doesn't know what's happening. No, not you. Not you.
Okay, okay. Oh, sorry,
Robert,
sorry.
They both pull like a crowbar out of like the back of their like waistband. And they just start killing people.
Have fun, guys. This looks like
it's
fun.
Like it's like that scene from Kingsman where what's his name just shoots everybody.
Like in the church. Yeah, that's a great suit.
It's just like killing left and right, and all and our protagonists, they jump down from the balcony, they just start killing, and Fred Rogers with his eyes like red glowing, he's like, no, stop. he's still really calm. No, stop, please. Please.
Do not kill. Now, everybody's dead now, except for Fred Rogers. And the entire the gang, they circle up around him.
You think you're going to beat me? I'm head of the Illuminati. You guys aren't special. Well. Which is really against my previous messaging, is that everybody's special, but not you. You're not special.
No.
Well, Fred Rogers,
mm-hmm.
You may have brought the pain, but I'm going to bring more of it. He bashes in Fred Rogers' head. The dad does. But it's too...
And then he bashes Daniel Tiger's head.
But in Fred Rogers' hand... The vampire fangs fall onto the ground, and they're soaked up by the triangles, and all of a sudden a portal appears above the group, and out comes this large purple beast with eyes all over its body.
It's Barney! With eyes all over his body.
I love you. You love me.
Don't look in his eyes.
One of them turns
you
to stone.
You need to join the Illuminati.
Chris Evans runs away screaming.
Robert Downey Jr. is stone.
Jebediah, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
He looks at little Timmy. Boy.
Yeah?
You're the only one strong enough with your vampire powers to take down Barney.
Well, it's not just me now. Now it's us.
It's us.
Because
we're lost together.
Together. They hold hands and they begin to fly together.
And it's just like they're on like really bad wires. Like you can see, you can
like
see clearly. Yeah, you like clearly see the ropes.
They both kick Barney in the head, and in slow motion he falls to the earth. Slowly, there's a song that plays. It's ooh, what you say? Anyway, when Barney hits the ground, he just cracks into, like, millions of pieces.
And a bunch of spiders. And they just go...
A bunch of spiders?
Yeah. All of their eyes are, like, informed in triangles.
We did it.
Well, the portal's still open. Should we close the portal?
We have to.
Yes, you're right. Otherwise, more children's figures will come out.
You see Big Bird... peeking down at them.
In, like, Clifford.
We have to get rid of the triangles.
Right. You're right. Quick, everyone, mess up a triangle.
They start getting rid of the writing in the sand.
Slowly, the portal begins to grow.
The portal closes, and it cuts off Clifford and Big Bird's head.
And they fall down. More spiders. Well,
everyone is like collapsed on the ground now. They're out of breath.
And over the PA system, you hear, "Now boarding section 11."
Oh my! Everyone's head turns up. We have to go. We have to get. We will miss our plane to Bikeland.
Come on. Come on, family. And you too, Jebediah Dunfree. Really?
You're part of the family.
A single tear rolls down his cheeks. And they all sprint towards the terminal.
We cut to the interior of the plane where the mom is talking to Harry Potter.
Kill this person. He's coughing too loud.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to. Fine. I did it.
Everybody's dead on this plane.
Immediately, the family burst into the plane, and they're like covered in dirt and blood and sweat.
Oh my goodness, where were you boys?
One of them swats off a spider.
Mom, yeah. There's so many things that we did. We killed Mr. Rogers and Barney and Big Bird, and yeah, and they're all real. And the Illuminati is under this airport.
Wow.
And and I ate Chick-fil-A.
You didn't give me Chick-fil-A?
I see that you have Chick-fil-A. The wrappers under your seat.
What? What? Have you guys seen Harry Potter? He's fucking here.
Holy shit, Harry Potter.
Well,
hi, guys.
We kind of have a problem. Nobody on this plane, nobody can fly this plane. So
Jebediah steps forward. I can fly this plane.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
All right, to bike land.
He gets into the cockpit. Shut up. He puts the fastened seatbelt sign on.
Bing.
Like the four passengers who are still alive buckle.
Yeah. All right, everybody, this is your pilot Jebediah Dunfree, and we're off to Bikeland. Everybody's like, yay!
Charlene says, is there really a mountain of bikes?
There is. And we'll see it soon.
All right. And then, so we cut to Butch and little Timmy are sitting next to each other on the plane,
mm-hmm.
and they're holding hands.
Aw.
Timmy.
Yes.
I'm glad that we're friends.
Me too.
And brothers.
Friends and brothers.
You're going to have to get me a coffin now that I'm a vampire.
Oh, that is true. I'm just happy that we were able to do this together.
Yeah, me too.
We were lost together.
And it was so much better when you and I did that, when you did that bank heist earlier.
Oh, I know.
And that other time you got lost.
It's funny. I think Cold Stone Steve Austin was down there, part of the Illuminati.
I think he was.
Oh.
I do specifically remember beating his head in with a crowbar.
Well, that shows him.
Yeah, it really does. You shouldn't have RKO'd our sister.
No.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
The family shares a good guffaw, but in the back row of the plane, we see a mysterious figure. He pulls down his newspaper, and it's Obama.
One of the Obama.
One of the. I'm gonna get you. My fellow Americans, I'm gonna get you.
The end. Question mark.
Credits roll.
Yay.
Woo.
Lost Together is the name.
Lost Together. That one's easy to come up. Yeah.
Lost Together.
A Home Alone story.
Our Home Alone story.
I like the. We didn't even go home. They were just home alone.
No, it was just in the airport.
Just at the airport the whole time.
So during that Barney part, I was like trying to remember the song and whatnot.
Yeah.
What happened to Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr.? Did Robert Downey Jr. get turned to stone or something?
Because of the eyes.
The eyes turned him
to
stone.
They said, don't look at the eyes. Don't look at the eyes. And he looked.
What happened Robert to Chris Evans?
Chris Evans ran away crying.
Oh, Chris Evans. Yeah. Boo.
That's what he gets for being a pig.
Yeah.
Captain America. I'm anti-Captain America.
Boo.
Anti-capitalism. Well, that was fun. I liked that one. It's been good to get back in the saddle, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Just like
craziness and so many pop culture references. Dude, it was hard trying to come up with some celebrities.
I know, like, for real. I was just like, who would be in the Illuminati?
I'm just like, who the fuck would be in the Illuminati? I'm just like, Amelia Earhart. That's where she's gone.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's probably true. Well, I was thinking, so like, there's that conspiracy theory that the Denver airport is...
Yeah.
Yeah. It does, like, have the Illuminati under it.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, something like that.
I'm not sure why.
Like, there was murals and whatnot that
yeah,
are just,
like, it's
weird.
Like a bunch of weird art. And I don't know. There's a podcast I listen to. I'm not going to plug it on our podcast. No plugs on our podcast.
Don't do it.
Unless they plug ours.
And they won't. But yeah, I listened to this podcast and they talked about it for like an hour and it was interesting. But I didn't listen because they do like this podcast I listen to does two episodes. They do one where they kind of like deep dive the topic a little bit. And then they go into the next episode. They do the conspiracy theories of it, and they're both like an hour. But it's like a weird. They do like a Monday release and a Wednesday release, and it's like that those two episodes together are one episode.
Gotcha.
Very interesting.
It is interesting.
So if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email. We did get an email from our last one, loyal listener Jessica, who talked about her Happy Meal toys.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she showed, like, a picture of a Mike Wazowski toy. And the thing is, like, I showed that Mike Wazowski toy on video in the previous episode. Right. I was just like, I have that one. I said I had it.
And I also had it, like, as a child.
That's so funny.
So, fun. Glad.
Yeah.
To talk about that. We're always glad to hear from fans. So, if you want to send us an email.
So send us an email at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. Tell us who you think would be in the Illuminati.
Yeah, tell us your Illuminati story. Tell us your favorite conspiracy theory. Anything, really.
Yeah.
Just say hi.
Any
complaints, address them to Alec.
Yeah.
Address them to me. If you want to say hi, address it to Jake.
Yep. Dear Jake,
Jake in the subject line. Hello, Jake.
Hello, Jake.
Yep.
I will say hello back. Hello.
Shout
out to our listeners in the UK. We love
Sorry you guys lost the war.
And Brexited.
Sorry you guys Brexited.
There was a story recently about this like millionaire guy who like owns like a pickled eel company or something.
Ew.
And he voted for like to like Brexit and like now because he can't like trade his goods, he's losing all of his business, and now he's like he's like going bankrupt.
Yeah, who would have thought they lied to all those people and now they're all Brexited?
It's the old people.
Dumbass.
That's so sad. Well, we can't really complain because we also have done some dumbass things as a country.
Yes, that is true.
Probably more but we're not here to be political. We're just here to tell you ACAB.
We're just here to say ACAB, man.
Yeah,
you know
ACAB.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you want to follow the podcast on social media, you can find us at ScreenplayPcast on Twitter, Instagram, and also Facebook. If you want to follow us individually, I'm at Alec Combs on Twitter, at Electrode on Instagram, and also check out my YouTube. I make videos on there. A new video should be coming out around the end of January. I'm working very hard on it, but make sure to check out some of my other videos. I don't think we haven't made a new podcast since the PS5 video went out. Jake and I got the PS5 and Jake, I unboxed it blindfolded while Jake gave me instructions over FaceTime. It's a fun video. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend that video. Check it out.
You can follow me on social media at Jesse Sarowitz. Spelling is in the description.
Yes.
Because it's hard. I've really been up on my tweet games lately. Also, I've been up on the TikTok lately at Jesse_Czar, S-Z-A-R. So follow me on TikTok.
Very nice. All right. So you want to follow me on Twitter. My Twitter is at JakeRubin69. If you want to follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is at JakeRubin27. And if you look at my Instagram, I have a link tree of all my different links. So hop on my Instagram and do that. Actually, that's on my TikTok. Fuck. Go on my TikTok. Find my TikTok at Jake Rubin Jubin at JEWBINN Jubin. And so that has a link tree, which you can find all my social medias on. You can find this podcast and everything else you could possibly want. We record these podcasts. Come
If you want to see our faces, we put them on YouTube. Search Screenplay Podcast and search it by channel. That'll probably help you find us a little bit quicker. Jesse's looking for us, right? Yep. And
yep. I found us. If you like the show, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies,
tell your mothers, tell your bedside lovers,
tell your Illuminati friends.
Tell your friends in the Illuminati. Give us some likes on the YouTube video if you're watching. Give us a rating on Apple iTunes or on Stitcher. It really helps out.
Yeah, we want to get this show in front of more eyes because we like having fun.
More eyes, more lies.
That's right. So we're back. We should be back, you know, in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're trying to get back to the regular schedule now. We took our little hiatus, and here we go. So
happy 2021.
Let's keep it going.
It a good year.
Hell yeah.
Happy New Year to all of you screenwriters out there.
All your screens.
Yeah. We're actually filming this on New Year's, so that's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. New Year's Day.
Okay.
All right.
All right, until next time, this has been the Screenplay, the improvised movie.
Lightspeed!
Studio Ghibli film.